Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord and blessings to each of you tonight. Praise the Lord and blessings, blessings, and more blessings upon your life. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. The angels do bow before him. Heaven and earth stand at attention to adore him. What a mighty God we serve. We continue to see the goodness of the Lord. We continue to see the blessings of the Lord unfold in such magnificent ways. And I pray that you are observing constantly the goodness of the Lord on an everyday basis, whether the conditions outside are inclement or whether they are clear, whatever the conditions are, I hope that you are observing and taking time to notice and observe the goodness of the Lord. He is magnanimous. He is huge, huger than huge. He's in a class all by himself. And we are able to witness the goodness of the Lord. Another thing that I'm noticing is that, as the scripture says in Psalm 23, it closes by saying, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." We are being run down by goodness and mercy. I want you to declare that with me right now. I'm being run down by goodness and mercy. Not only is goodness and mercy following me, they're running me down. They are completely overwhelming my life in such great ways. And I want you to just start noticing the positive. I want you to start noticing the wondrous works of God. He is up to something. I'm being run down by goodness and mercy, following me, running me down, overtaking me, and causing me to wax great in the earth. Well, this is another Monday night where we are embarking upon our partnership. You all are absolutely amazing. And I am so grateful and I'm so thankful that you all are joining me on a weekly basis. If this is your very first time joining in our if you this is your first time joining in our prophetic prayer partnership, I want to welcome you and I want to extend to you our heartfelt gratitude that you are a part of our partnership. Tonight, we are continuing in our May discussion, counter action. We're continuing in our May discussion, counteraction. There is a counteraction for every action. I want you to declare that with me. There is a counteraction for every action. There is nothing that will ever transpire in your life that you do not have the appropriate response for. I want to say that again. There is nothing that will ever happen in your life that you do not have the appropriate response for. It's just a matter of picking the right response to fit the right moment and the right situation. You want to be able to pass the test. Yes, you want to be able to pass the exams of life with flying colors. Where many of us go wrong is that we do not do well with testing time. We do not do well with testing time. I want to be able tonight to offer you some advisement as it pertains to how you respond during your time of testing. Now, I know many of you are not going to like this, but every last one of us must go through a time of examination, a time of testing. I've often told those that walk closely with me down through the years, I've often shared with them and imparted into their lives that your confessions will be tested. Your confessions, your convictions, things that you believe in, things that you proclaim and declare concerning yourself and concerning your faith is going to be tested. There is nothing that comes out of your mouth, nothing that enters your spirit that's not going to have to endure the test of time. In fact, the test is the authentication of what it is that you have confessed. If you have not been tested, then what you have confessed has not been authenticated. We will know if something is truly your conviction by how you respond to its time of testing and trial. Every last one of us will have to go through a season of testing and trial. That's why the scripture encourages us to endure hardness as a good soldier, understanding that whatever it is that we have to go through on various occasions, we must learn how to endure. In fact, one of the attributes that the Spirit of the living God gives us when he's dwelling down within us is longevity, long suffering, being able to endure. Our prayer tonight ought to be, Lord, build my endurance. Build my endurance, build my stamina, so that when I am going through life's variables and when I am tested and when I am in a time of examination, I am not folding easily under the pressure. If you really believe what you say you believe, you'll be able to hold on to that belief during the time of examination and testing. What the enemy wants you to do is to let go of that belief, to kill the credibility of your witness, so that when everybody thought you was a person who believed God and a person who had faith and a person who had standards, the moment you let go of those standards, the moment you let go of that faith, it kills the credibility of your witness. Now everyone will look at you and say, but I thought. And that's what the enemy wants to do, make fools out of the saints, make fools out of every believer. But I wish I had some people on the call tonight between our conference line and our Zoom platform that will declare, I won't let the devil make a fool out of me. I won't let the devil make a fool out of me. I'm over here to stay until I die. I am standing on the promises of God. I won't waver. I won't be moved. I won't cower. I won't recede. I won't rescind. And guess what? I will not retreat. There is strength in your endurance. So let me continue to encourage you tonight. The examination and the time of testing is necessary. Some of you will say, oh my God, I'm up under such heavy warfare. Oh Lord, this is just a hard time for me. No, it's not a hard time for you. It's not just warfare for you. It's a time of testing. But guess what happens after the test? After the test comes the elevation. After the test comes the promotion. After the test comes the graduation. The only reason why you're in the time of examination and testing is because you're on the cusp of another level. Something else is about to transpire and happen and break and shift in your life. That's why the test is hard. That's why the examination is challenging and difficult and unbearable and seemingly impossible. But within you has already been placed the appropriate answers for every checkbox, the appropriate answers for every action that will be taken against you. For every action, there is a counteraction. At Luke 4, and I love Luke's telling of this because Matthew also shares it, but I love Luke's telling of it because Luke, being a physician, he's more detailed in his telling. And when he is giving at chapter number 4, the account of Jesus's time of temptation and Jesus's time of testing, Jesus's time of examination, it is amazing to me that even our Christ had to go through a time of examination, because promotion is only authenticated, only validated, only affirmed through the time of examination. I know a lot of times we're looking for the time of support and the time of endorsement, but I'm telling you, when you want to find somebody who is really authentically anointed, you will find someone who has gone through so much testing, so much examination, yet they did not crack, yet they did not break, yet they did not fold. I want you to see that in this examination of Christ at Luke chapter number 4, you begin to see that the enemy looks at and examines, I want you to hear this, examines the vulnerabilities of Jesus. When he tells Jesus to turn the rock, to turn the stone into a loaf of bread, it is because he had examined, listen at this, the vulnerability of Jesus. Jesus is not only just in this wilderness, but he's in a time of fasting and he's in a time of consecration. So when the enemy comes at us during a time of sacrifice, during a time of fasting, during a time of consecration, he's not coming at us with anything outside of what we're craving, what we would like to have, what we desire. And sometimes our desires are distractions when in the face of examination. So you got to be cautious what you're desiring. You got to be cautious what you're longing for, or as they would say, what you're fiending after, what you're fiending for, because those things become distractions during the time of examination and testing. I need you to hear me tonight. He does not come to Jesus with things that Jesus does not want in that moment. And that's why a lot of the times we must have discernment so that we're not misconstruing the delivery of our desire as an answer to our prayer. See, some of you think that when something shows up that you like, or when something presents itself that seems good to you, you think it's an answer to your prayer. You got to have discernment, because the enemy, when he comes, he doesn't come, although his motives are diabolical and vile and ugly and evil and wicked. When he comes embellished. He comes decorated. He comes beautiful. He comes attractive. He comes alluring. So when the temptation comes, when things are presented to you, it looks like everything you want in one package. It looks like Christmas in July. It looks like something you absolutely have been longing for in that moment. Oh my God, this is the answer to my prayer. Yet it is only sent to distract. It is only sent to destroy. It is only sent to divide. It has a diabolical agenda, but we are deceived by how it is presented or how it appears on the onset. Brothers and sisters, Jesus looks at the stone, and when he could have turned it into a loaf of bread, Jesus says that man does not live by bread alone. He counters the action. Are you catching it? He gives the appropriate answer to pass the examination. What are you answering in the time of your examination? What are your responses in the time of your testing? You better start telling the enemy, you can't get me this time. You can't have me this time. You won't break me this time. You won't eliminate me this time. You won't shut me down this time. Am I teaching to somebody tonight? Am I imparting into your spirit tonight? Am I helping you tonight? Not this time, devil. I got the right answer for this situation. I'm going to resist the devil. I'm going to withstand my position. I'm going to stand my ground. Are you hearing me tonight? And when you get that kind of determination in your spirit, guess what the enemy's going to do? He's going to find something else he can use to infiltrate. He's going to find something else he can use to disrupt. He's going to find something else he can use to distract. He's not going to stop at the thing you rejected and turned away. He's going to come with something else. And the more time passes, is sometimes the more vulnerable, and even if we're honest, the more weaker we become. As you begin to read verses 1 all the way down to verse number 13, you will see that temptation in the wilderness. You will begin to see the examination of Christ, the testing time of Jesus's ministry. What do you mean his ministry? Before he could go forth, he had to be authenticated. Before he can go forth, he had to be tested and examined. Jesus was catechized in the wilderness. Lord, that's another time. Let me leave that alone and go past that. But verses 1 through 13, put it in your study this week. This is the testing of Christ. And each time he had a counteraction. Each time he had an answer. He had an answer that trumped the temptation, an answer that trumped the offer from Satan. He had an answer. Well, let's go further, because now then when he goes beyond the wilderness and he passed the test, verses 14, going on down to about verse number 19, I need you to hear this. The scripture begins to show us that now as Jesus finishes in the wilderness, he goes into the synagogue. He goes into the synagogue. And now is the time for Jesus to now come into this time of graduation. After the test is the graduation. Come on, declare that with me. After the test is my graduation. Yeah. After the exam is my graduation. I want you to declare that tonight. I want you to decree that tonight with all fervor in your existence. I want you to decree that. After the exam is my graduation. When I have been tested, I graduate. That's what Job said. Job said, he knows the way that I take. And when he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Job understood that in order to come forth, I must first be tested, tried, challenged. I must first be put through the rigmarole. I must first be dragged through some variables. This, what I'm looking at right now, is only a test. Did that just hit your spirit? For those of you that are connected to the Zoom platform, for those of you that are connected to the conference line, there's over 100 of you connected between both platforms. Did that just hit your spirit? This, what you're looking at right now, is only a test. It's only examination. It's only to see what your response is going to be. It's only to see what you're going to reply. It's only to see how you're going to stand your ground. It's only to test whether or not you're actually an individual of faith. When Jesus comes out of that wilderness and goes to the temple, he goes to the temple and look at the scroll that they bring him. This is a scroll of Isaiah. You'll find this scroll verbatim in Isaiah 61. But here it is in Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Jesus begins to read the writings of Isaiah. And here's what it says. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. You don't get there, ladies and gentlemen, until you pass the examination. You can't tell me you're anointed. You can't tell me you're appointed and called, and you keep failing the examination. There is something you're going to have to reject. There's something in your life you're going to have to shut it down. There's something in your life you're going to have to overpower and take control of. Because that is the authentication of the anointing of God that is upon your life. That to every action against you, there is a counteraction. And I am challenging you who are a part of this prayer partnership to start counteracting the action that has been taken against you. You don't have to fail this test. You are well prepared for this test. You are well able to pass this test. You are well-equipped, well-informed. You have been empowered to pass this test. This is where we are, ladies and gentlemen. This is where we are. And many of you right now must declare it. You've got to declare it right now before I go any further and do our prayer requests and praise reports. I want you to declare it with every fiber of your being. I must pass this test. Yes, I must pass this test. I am almost certain that 100% of you connected to this call tonight are in a time of examination, a time of testing. But you must pass this test. Your next level depends on it. Your next move depends on it. Your next dimension depends on it. You must pass this test. Nothing lacking, nothing broken, nothing missing. You must pass this test. Well, I'm excited to pray with you tonight. I'm excited to declare and to decree the word of the Lord upon your life. I have a praise report tonight that I want to bring before you, and I love receiving the praise reports because what that shows us is that prayer actually works, and the gifts of the Spirit are in full functionality and operation, and we are the recipients of the favor of God. This praise report tonight comes from Latoya Nugent. She says, "Hi, Bishop. I'd like to share a praise report. My father was diagnosed with cancer around his spinal cord. The past few weeks have been challenging, but I remained steadfast and held on to my faith. Do you remember on November 6, 2021, you provided a prophecy? You said, 'I don't know what this means to you. I'm touching your father's body. When you go back home and tell him that his body got healed because of your connection to God.' At that moment, I didn't fully grasp what you meant, but I believed and received it. It's been 3 years since hearing that word. On Wednesday, May 15th, 2024, my dad had surgery, which doctors thought was complicated and risky. Many struggle to recover from it. Yet my dad underwent the surgery and was able to walk to the car on Sunday, just 3 days after the surgery. I want to share this testimony to encourage others not to stop praying and believe God. You may be the one standing proxy on behalf of your family. Thank you, Bishop, for getting the prophecy to me and consistently praying for me." Well, God is faithful and God is good. And I pray that hearing that testimony encouraged and lifted the other prayer partners that are connected to the call tonight. And may the Lord continue to perfect his work in your father's body, Sister Latoya. Blessings on you. Well, I'm continuously praying for those of you who have submitted your prayer requests. To you, Michelle Tarua, Chanel Kelly, Justin Mack, Niaisha Cooper, Evangelist Kimberly Tate, Mildred Sowell, Lorraine Williams, Deborah Shuler, Verna Simmons, Janet Durbin, Diane Everett, Raven Gray, Latina Neely, Amani Madison, Celeste Johnson, Letitia Williams, Ebony Smith, Derek Dominic, Sandra Morris, Shamika Horton, Richard Tarua, Redonia Johnson, Ruth Aileen, Johnny Stafford, Corey and Ashley Grant, Mary Silvers, Kickamon Rockmore, Garfelia Keir, Robert and Tara Sorrells, Shaquana Johnson, Tatiana Brown, Denise Bryant Brooks, Anita Harris, Annette West, Barbara Hairston, Kanika Jones, Pandora Wilson, Shelley Watson, Shanika Muniz, Ralph Everett, Michelle Smith, and LaDonna Silvers. We believe God for each of you tonight, and I trust that as I keep your names upon my personal altar, calling them out on a daily basis during my time of prayer, that God hears prayer, God answers prayer, and God will deliver to you as he wills. Well, let us pray tonight. Let us believe God tonight for his wisdom and guidance. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we praise you. Thou art holy, thou art wonderful, thou art excellent. Father, you are mighty. You stand always in a class all by yourself. You are the infinite God, providing us always, taking care of us always. We appreciate you so much. The earth is your footstool while heaven remains your throne. You have dominion. You are in complete control. Father, in the name of the Lord, I pray for every individual that is connected to this call. all that are a part of this partnership. There are some, O God, that are going through life's variables and are not clear as to the reason why. Some are struggling. Some are in derision. Some are practically on the verge of quitting and giving up because they just can't seem to get any breathing room or any breathing space. Father, I pray tonight that there be an ease put in their spirit. Some are dealing with anxiety and some are dealing with fright and fear and terror. But I pray that there be a calm and a peace put in their spirit tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus. I pray, God, that through your infinite wisdom, your sovereignty, that you will begin to provide your people, oh God, with counsel. Counsel their spirit. Your word declared that you are the counselor. You are the mighty counselor. And I thank you today that everything that we need, you have already provided within. Father, I thank you that even in the midst of storms, you are the stillness in the storm. You bring peace to every inclement condition. Father, I thank you that even as you did for those disciples, bring peace to the tempest in the name of the Lord. I thank you that tonight we lack in nothing. I thank you that tonight we are not in want. I thank you that tonight you hear us as we call you. I thank you that tonight you provide for us as we are in need. I thank you that every individual, no matter what area they are experiencing test and examination, I pray that you would bestow upon them your wisdom. Not only are you the wise God, but you give us wisdom liberally and you withhold it not. And I pray that wisdom would be the portion for every believer connected to this call. I pray, God, that even when they become stuck and even when they even get in their flesh and feel like they're getting ready to respond out of their flesh, Father, as you give them wisdom, you will give them wisdom to respond according to your will, according to your word, and according to the Spirit. We thank you tonight that the wisdom of God will supersede the carnality of the flesh, the anger of the flesh, the rage of the flesh, the vexation of the flesh. You, O God, will replace it with your divine wisdom. Give us an understanding of the times as you did for the sons of Issachar. Help us to know that the time of test is not the time of our destruction or demise. You are withholding us. You are upholding us. You are causing us to be thrusted into another level and into another season. And we thank you for it. You remain in control of everything. You are the God that is beholding the good and the evil. You are in control of all of it. Even the things that have come to subtract from our lives, you are in control of all of it. Nothing is outside of your jurisdiction. You are the sovereign Lord. Now, Father, tonight, have your divine way. Move how you decide to move, how you choose to move, even when we don't understand, even when we don't know what to do and say. Father, help us. Word our mouths. Take our language out and put your language in. Thank you for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit that rests down within us. Let that Holy Spirit be a muzzle when it needs to, a bridle when it needs to. Let it be boldness when it needs to be. Whatever we are in need of in that very moment, stretch out your hand, Holy Ghost, and continue to move. Use us according to your glory. Use us according to your will. We thank you tonight for all things in place, all things in order, all things in alignment. We declare that nothing will be out of place in this next season. I declare that every individual connected to this call will pass the test, that they will pass every exam that has been put in front of them, even when it feels like that they're failing. Help them to know, oh God, that you've been our tutorer. You have been the one, oh God, prepping us and getting us ready for this time of test and fail and examination. And we will not fail. In fact, we are fail-proof.
We thank you that we're coming through this with flying colors. We're going to move in such an excellent way. We're going to see your glory revealed, and we shall have whatever it is that you desire for us to have. The brokenness comes to an end. The incompletion comes to an end. My God, the failure comes to an end. We thank you that now we've entered a season of winning, a season of passing, a season of flourishing, a season of thriving. We declare it now in the name of the Lord Jesus. By your spirit, may every word that we have declared tonight be so. I thank you for the strength that we didn't know we had. You are. The strength that we did not know resided within us. You are. You are all that we need. You're the strength like no other. You are the one that keeps us from losing it. You're the one that keeps us from falling to pieces and from falling apart. You are the one that keeps us held together, glued together, adhesed together. We give you glory tonight. We give you praise tonight. We uphold this standard of our faith. We will not be shaken in our faith. We give you glory, honor, and praise. It is in the name of Jesus Christ that we pray this prayer. We say thank God and we say amen. I want every person under the sound of my voice, come on, whether you're on Zoom, whether you're on the conference line, send up that praise to God tonight. Let's lift him up high. Let's give him glory to the 110 of you that are connected. Let's praise him. Let's praise him unlimited. Let's praise him without boundary. Let's praise him unprohibited. Let's give him glory. He's wonderful. He's worthy. He's excellent. He's great. Give him the glory right where you are. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. He's giving you his wisdom. He's giving you his wisdom. He's giving you his strength. He's giving you his peace. You don't have to worry about what you don't have. Just take what he's giving you. He's giving you all that you need for this next season of your life. My God, what a powerful time tonight that we have had in our prophetic prayer partnership. You are going to pass this test. My God, can I tell you once more and again? You are going to pass this test that you have been going through has only come to take you to another place in your life, to take you to another place in God. You are going to pass this test. And guess what? Not just with a passing grade. Some people would be satisfied with a passing grade, but you're getting ready to pass with flying colors. I want you to receive that tonight. I want you to go throughout your week with that in mind. Jot it down, journal it, recall it to your remembrance. You're going to pass this test and you're going to pass it with flying colors. The Lord bless you. Remember, to every action, there is a counteraction. Just choose wisely. Don't let the good looks keep you from seeing that it is a distraction. All right? Don't let the appealing looks, how it appears, keep you from seeing it's diabolical and demonic. Keep your discernment sharp. Keep your keen sense of spiritual discernment and choose wisely. You must pass this test, and you are going to pass this test. Have an amazing week, everybody. Until next time.